So instead of drinking it, you vaporize it, and it's done by pouring it over dry ice and inhaling it. Another way of doing it is just by using a bicycle pump and increasing the pressure in the container and then popping the top, and it causes it to turn into a vapor.
So I can't tell you how weird that sounds. What's the benefit of it?
It's just a different way of getting into your body. So I think because it's new and it's mysterious and it's a little bit edgy, you know, it's different. So the people are attracted to it. Maybe social media has something to do with it, and the way they expose young people to these fringy activities.
It is true. There are numerous videos on YouTube about smoking alcohol.
Right. So this, they perpetuate a lot of these fads, whether it's putting bee balm on their eyebrows or, you know, using designer drugs.
There are some people I've read to favor this because they think then they can bypass the calories in alcohol.
You're probably not getting as many calories, but the substance is still getting into your system, you see. You know, it does bypass the stomach and the liver, so it doesn't get metabolized. It goes right to your lungs and then to your brain. And that's part of the danger here, is that when you take a substance that gives you a rapid, intense high, even though it's just alcohol, it's potentially much more addicting.
But I did wonder if there was just the fear that, you know, smoking alcohol might entice people to consume more alcohol because you think you may be actually taking less of it.
What we see, or what I've seen anyway on these videos and what we've heard about, is that people are, they're taking the alcohol, they're smoking the alcohol, they're getting the immediate buzz from it, and then what's really crazy is then there's still alcohol available to drink. So they're getting a double punch from the alcohol, the immediate and then whatever they choose to drink. And that could be really dangerous if you take enough and you pass out and then there's still more in your stomach and that gets absorbed, then it could be deadly, or even worse if you aspirate it, which we see, you know, people vomit when they drink too much. And if they're already depressed from inhaling it, then they won't have the protective gag reflexes and it can be dangerous.
Do you think people really are cognizant of how dangerous alcohol potentially is?
Absolutely not. I think it's well known in the medical field that people underestimate its toxicity. It's used for so many reasons, recreationally, as an escape, but we know that it is associated with multiple cancers, that it will destroy your liver, and that it can affect your ability to think normally and cause early dementia. So if people realized that when they were younger, they might not be so inclined to abuse themselves with it.
So again, moderation when consuming alcohol is the key.
The dose makes the poison, of course.